Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Excuse me, but I wonder if you could give me a hand, please. I bought this laptop here 2 days ago, but it isn't working properly. Sometimes it suddenly shuts off for no reason.
Were you running it on battery power at the time? That could account for the problem.
No. Every single time it happened, the laptop was plugged in, so it's not a power issue. Is it possible to get this machine repaired?
We could do that, but you might not get it back for 3 or 4 business days. Why don't I simply replace the faulty item with a brand new one?
Number 32. What does the man have a problem with? Number 33. What does the man say about the equipment? Number 34. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
We've been getting a lot more diners here in the past week. I'm really happy about the extra business, but our staff is feeling a bit overwhelmed at times.
Why don't we hire a few more employees in that case? We could take on 2 or 3 more people for the wait staff, and we could hire some more people for the kitchen.
I like the sound of that. Let me talk to Pierre and see what kind of help he thinks he could use. Then I'll get you to place an ad in the paper later in the week.
Number 35. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 36. What do the speakers want to do? Number 37. What will the man have the woman do later? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Coleman called to say she's coming by around 4 in the afternoon today. She wants to check out the preparations for tomorrow's conference to make sure that there aren't any problems.
Well, to be honest, we haven't done much of anything yet. Julie and Ted are both out today, so I'm the only one here at the moment. She's going to be pretty disappointed if she drops by.
Let me call Eric and John to see if they mind coming in today. I know it's their day off, but they might be willing to lend a hand.
Number 38. What does Ms. Coleman want to do this afternoon? Number 39. What does the man imply when he says, "She's going to be pretty disappointed"? Number 40. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I have some great news. The ratings for the first week of our new programming are in, and they're up by more than 15% overall. 2 programs even came in first place in their time slots.
That's unbelievable. I'm glad we decided to change the format of our radio station from one that plays music to one that features a variety of shows. Our programming is precisely what the city needs.
You can say that again. If our ratings remain this high, we'll be able to charge advertisers more, and that will increase our revenues by a considerable amount.
Number 41. Where do the speakers work? Number 42. What are the speakers pleased about? Number 43. What does the woman say about revenues? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, someone from this office called the maintenance department to report a problem. Can you show me where the light that needs replacing is?
Of course. Follow me to the conference room, please. Thanks for showing up. We were a bit worried you weren't going to make it here on time for the meeting.
I was heading here an hour ago when I received a sudden call about a leaking pipe in the basement. I had to go there immediately to stop it from flooding the area.
I totally understand. Anyway, if you need a ladder to reach the light, we have one in the closet in the hallway.
Number 44. Who is the man? Number 45. What was the woman concerned about? Number 46. What does the man say happened an hour ago? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation. You know, several employees have complained about their schedules lately.
What's the matter? I thought they would appreciate the opportunity to earn more money by working overtime.
That's not the issue. Now that we've got a night shift, some people with young children have to work it.
Oh, I see. Are they not able to switch shifts with other employees? Why haven't they done that?
Some people are willing to, but their supervisors won't give them permission.
We can't let that happen. Send a memo to all supervisors stating that employees are free to change their shifts with others at once.
Number 47. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 48. What does the man say about the supervisors? Number 49. What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Greg, I really need to see the draft of your presentation for Omega Systems. If we can land this account, we'll turn a profit this year.
I emailed it to you last night, Ms. Stanton. Didn't you receive it?
I checked my inbox 5 minutes ago and it wasn't there. I guess our company email system is having problems again.
Let me go back to my office and print a hard copy for you. I'll also resend the file to your personal email account.
Thanks, Greg. How about visiting my office at 3:30 so that we can discuss any changes I think we need?
Number 50. What is the problem? Number 51. What does the man offer to do? Number 52. Why does the woman want to meet the man? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. We released our newest soft drink 3 weeks ago, but sales have been poor. How do you believe we should improve them?
We need to spend more money on advertising.
I agree with Sabrina. Lots of people I talk to don't even know about our new product. Why don't we purchase some online ads on popular websites?
That sounds like a good idea. I'd like both of you to do some research. Find out which websites are the most popular with our target market.
All right, but I can't begin until tomorrow. I'm still working on the budget report.
That's fine. Sabrina, start without Emily, but work together starting tomorrow. Number 53. What type of product did the speaker's company release? Number 54. What do the women suggest doing? Number 55. What will the women do tomorrow? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. My car's engine has been making some terrible noises for the past couple of days. Do I need an appointment to bring it to your place?
Not at all. You can drive here anytime. We're open 24 hours a day.
I'm glad to hear that. How long do you think I'll have to wait?
Well, we're not too busy now, so if you drop by within the next 30 minutes, someone can look at your vehicle right away.
All right, that won't be a problem. If I get lost on my way there, I'll give you a call for directions.
Number 56. What is wrong with the woman's car? Number 57. What does the man say about his business? Number 58. What does the woman imply when she says,
"That won't be a problem"?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
How's the development of our new app going? Will we be able to release it next month?
That's highly unlikely, as the designers have encountered a few problems.
Jennifer, you're on the design team. What's going on?
Our lead designer discovered several bugs in the coding yesterday, so he and the rest of the team are busy troubleshooting now.
How long should that take?
At least a couple of days. Once they solve all of the problems, they can return to completing the app.
Okay. Both of you need to keep me updated on the progress and contact me immediately if any more problems arise.
Number 59. When does the man want to release the app? Number 60. What is the problem with the app? Number 61. What does the man tell the woman to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and order form. Ms. Campbell, how are the preparations for the seminar going? Do we have everything we need?
Well, we were only anticipating having 40 people show up, but we've had 58 people pay the registration fee thus far.
That's great news. You'd better contact the convention center to let them know we'll need them to set up more chairs. Anything else?
I don't think so. Brian and I have finished our presentations, and we'll be practicing them all day tomorrow.
Good. Since this is our first event, we need everything to go well to help spread good word of mouth about our seminars. Number 62. What does the woman suggest about the event? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which number must be changed? Number 64. What will the woman do tomorrow? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Did you hear that Alice Stone is being transferred to the Cairo branch next week?
Yes, she just told me about it. We should have a going away party for her this Friday after work.
That's a great idea. How about going to European Delights? It's a new restaurant located on the corner of Western Avenue and 4th Street.
I'm familiar with that place. Alice will love it since she's a huge fan of German food. I've even got a coupon that we can use for it.
Okay, I'll let everyone else in the office know what we're planning to do.
Number 65. What news does the man tell the woman about? Number 66. Look at the graphic. How much of a discount will the speakers receive? Number 67. What does the man offer to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and weather report. In about 10 minutes, our bus will be arriving at the hotel. Once you check into your room, you are free for the rest of the day.
I've never been to Athens before. What do you think I should do here?
Well, you're lucky because this is the first day in a long time that there's no chance of rain in the forecast. I suggest walking around the city, enjoying the weather, and seeing some nearby places of historical interest.
Okay. Do you know where I can get a map of the city?
You can pick one up at the front counter of the hotel for a small fee. Number 68. Where are the speakers? Number 69. Look at the graphic. On which day does the conversation take place? Number 70. What does the woman want to acquire?